listener-supported Christian radio station, WCNO 89.9 FM, Palm City.
Hey, this is the mayor of the Airways. We have Pastor John Robbins on the line, and he's from St. Paul's Church. They have a healing service on Thursdays in Vero Beach, Florida, and actually having some bona fide healings, which is amazing because I've known John for years, and I always thought he was a conservative Anglican. Is it called Anglican or
Anglican?
Anglican preacher, and kind of figured you were a cessationalist, which means they believe that a lot of people believe that the gifts of God somehow ceased. And then I find out that no, he's a secret charismatic who believes in the power of the Holy Spirit, right?
Charismatic Pentecostal.
There you go. Yeah. Well, you know, and I can understand people being reticent because there are some people who, you know, the things of the spirit are kind of scary. We were talking recently, you know, I see things and I explain to you, and for some reason you accept me, but you were talking about some lady that has this program. And I was like, I don't know. Right. I wouldn't trust me if I heard the things that I say. I don't trust her, you know.
Yeah. No, we were talking about Kat Kerr, who's quite remarkable and, you know, the Lord calls her a seer, and she's called into heaven to come back and relate the things that she sees about heaven. Because it's interesting that the Bible talks a lot more about hell than it does about heaven. And I think a lot of people have a lot of questions about heaven. And so whether or not you believe her testimony or not, that's fine. But I actually encourage people all the time, especially those who've just lost loved ones, to go check out Kat Kerr. And her podcast is really quite remarkable. And compare it to what the Bible teaches. I always say, hey, you know, not everything that I say is necessarily going to be perfect, right in line with what the Bible teaches. But so everyone, when they listen, should always compare what they're hearing against what the Bible teaches. And so I always encourage the same.
Yeah. You know, another thing I've noticed is when somebody has a newly born again experience, a conversion, and I think it's because I think the reason that God does these healings and things is to be glorified in the recipient's heart. He's not trying to heal you so you can tell all the world, oh, that might be a good thing at times. He always told people to be quiet. He wants the one-on-one relationship. Go and tell nobody what happened, you know, except, of course, when it came to the 10 lepers, and he heals 10 of them. Ken, can you imagine you have leprosy, you're untouchable, you're having to live on a private island somewhere because you're not allowed off because people can catch this debilitating disease, and 10 lepers get healed, and only one comes back to thank him. It's just unbelievable. How can people not be imbued with thanksgiving? I'd be jumping up and down saying, I'd come to him and I want to, my tears would be on his feet and saying, Master, my life I have again because of you. It's yours to do with it you please, you know?
Right. Yeah, go show yourself to the priests, and along the way, they were healed. And the one came back, and the significance of that is he did go to the priest to give a testimony. And so it was just beautiful and powerful. Yeah, we should all be more grateful and thankful for the kinds of interventions, miraculous interventions that God does in our lives all the time.
So when did this healing service begin at St. Paul's Church over on Flame Vine in Vero Beach?
Yeah, so the Flame Vine Church was built, completed in 2018, and we probably started the healing service in 2019. And I actually was not leading the service in the beginning. But what happened was COVID came along, and the person that I had leading it said, you know what, I just don't feel comfortable. They had some underlying health conditions, and they said, I don't feel comfortable coming in right now. And so I just like, this is a pillar of our church, this healing ministry. So I ended up taking it over, and, you know, the Lord really taught me a ton through the process. And I just had a sense in retrospect that the Lord wanted me as the pastor of the church to be leading it up.
I think it's wonderful you're doing. So that's, folks, that is Thursdays in Vero Beach at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's over on Flame Vine. And it's a beautiful, what would you call it, stone church.
999 Flame Vine Lane. It's just a stone's throw from the park, Humiston Park, right across the street.
And up until that time, See, I love fragile beginnings, and the Lord says, despise not small beginnings. I know you used to meet at the Vero Beach Hotel over on the beach for years. That was nice. The Bates family allowed you to come in there.
Yeah.
And see, a very small beginning, but it's amazing. It's a wealthy individual who chooses to remain anonymous, even I don't know, and I don't need to know, decided to give you the land over there. And then miraculously, I guess the dough came in from people who believe in the Lord, and you had to jump through some hoops and get things done politically, or living up to whatever they demand for parking spaces in the city, and that all went through. Right. And pretty crazy. You know, for those that are given over to the Holy Spirit, do you mind if we tell, whether some people accept this or not, I love this story, because you obeyed the Lord like a child. And out of the blue, he told you to go and get a sword and thrust it in the ground?
Yeah. Yeah, so we had taken down the former building that was on the property, which where the Flame Vine Church would ultimately be built. And we just had a raw piece of land that just was dirt in the middle of the downtown Village Beach. And we had not gotten our building permits yet because we did not have our parking spaces. And we had entered into parking agreements with one particular neighbor who ended up basically saying, I'm going to tear up the parking agreement that I have entered into with you. And by that time, we had already sent out the invitations to our groundbreaking ceremony. And I was like, Lord, what do I do? I'm inviting all these people to a groundbreaking ceremony, and I know now that we do not have the parking spaces to get the building permits. We're going to look like fools or like liars in the process. And the Lord told me very clearly, I want you to go buy a sword.
Now, listen, wait a second. You didn't hear an audible voice. It was like a strong unction, right?
Yeah, I would say it was a strong unction. I did not hear an audible voice. And at first, it made absolutely no sense to me. I'm like, buy a sword. And then when I asked the question, buy a sword, in my mind, all I could think of was, an elementary school history book where it shows Christopher Columbus coming to the New World and planting a sword in the ground and claiming the land for the Lord and for Spain. And so my
sense, Did he do that?
I believe he did. Wow. The photograph was in this child's history book when I was younger, and the Lord used it to say, that's what I want you to do. I want you to plant a sword in the ground and claim that land for me, the Lord said. And so I was like, okay, the groundbreaking ceremony was less than a week away.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, where am I going to get a sword? Well, as it turns out, in the mall, there was a sword store.
Sword store. Yeah.
And so I went to the sword store and I bought this enormous Scottish claymore sword.
I got to tell you, when we first were, I was up in your office for the very first time over there on Flame Vine. And you were telling me the story, which I was enraptured with, because on the day my mother died, I did not hear an audible voice, but I had an unction. I won't go into that whole story today. But these unctions are so strong, you just know that you know.
Yeah.
And it's not an audible voice. So I said, show me the sword. And he goes somewhere else in the church. All of a sudden, he comes back up. He's got this thing is almost as tall as I am.
Yeah.
It's this huge, I can see Sean Connery carrying it, in Macbeth or something,
Well, remember the movie Braveheart, and
yes,
of course, Gibson, plays such an amazing part of William Wallace or
yes,
whatever.
William Wallace.
And he's like waving that sword and he's freedom, and so I'm just thinking, well, if I'm going to get a sword, I'm going to get a real sword. And so anyway, on the day of the groundbreaking, I had prepared to plant that sword in the ground, and I did. But what was amazing was that very morning, another neighbor called us and said, we're going to give you the extra spaces that you need in order to get your permits. So
after you decided to obey the Lord's unction.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was a miracle. And I'm grateful the Lord did that miracle and a number of others, because what it does is it confirms in your heart and mind, yeah, we're in the right place. The Lord led us here. He's going to take care of us.
You know, it's strange, and I'm tired of being inhibited about sharing the things of God. But as you know, my show, I was prophesied to me in upstate New York, Schenectady, New York. A man put his hand on my shoulder and said, the Lord's telling me you're going to move from New York State, move to Florida, somewhere outside of Orlando, and you're going to have a radio show. I was not in the radio business. Well, a whole lot of circumstances took place 2 years into having a radio show, and oh my word, that prophecy came to pass. But it's so wonderful to know he chose me for this job. Pretty cool when God chooses your position in life. Yeah. And because I didn't have a father, I believe that he is the orphan to the fatherless. It says that in the scripture, as he is, of course, the husband to the widow. I want any widow that's out there to understand he is the husband to the widow. And so, but it's a miraculous encounter. Tell the people where you thrust that sword into the ground.
Yeah, so we had the building taped out on the dirt ground. And so we had each of the kind of the rooms in the area, and specifically the nave or the sanctuary was taped out, and then specifically where the altar was going to be placed. And so I just had a sense the Lord wanted me to plant that sword right where the altar was going to be. And so that's where we planted it.
You know, I would like to see that sword on display.
It's on display.
Strong and present. And by the way, if anybody listens, this goes to St. Paul's Church on Thursdays for at 11 a.m. for their healing service on Flame Vine in Vero Beach. You will see the most magnificent stained glass rendition of Jesus that I ever have seen in my life. I'm not exaggerating this, and I'm not saying this because Pastor John is here with us. It's just I never tire of the inspiration it gives. Would you be in agreement with that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't help but be super grateful for it. And yeah, Piquel Associates here in Vero Beach were the ones, the artisans who crafted that stained glass window. And it is beautiful. It depicts the resurrection of Jesus in the early pre-dawn hours of Easter Sunday. And so there's an image of the empty tomb. There's an image of the women going to anoint the body with the spices. And there's an angel with a sword, as a matter of fact, who's guarding the tomb. So
tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us. Thoughts defy.